Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Midday Money Show Minute. I'm Tony Husbands, a financial coach with the Debt-Free Divas, and this is a quick shot of uncommon financial good sense. Can money taboos keep you poor? This week we'll focus on four money taboos and how they can impact our financial well-being. The first money taboo that might be keeping you in the poorhouse is, drumroll please, not talking about salary. Yesterday, my friend Tanisha, and I have my air quotes up because she made me change her name to protect the innocent, mentioned this.
I met a young lady and we had met, you know, several times, and we happened to be in this coffee shop and just talking for several hours. And that was the first time someone directly asked me how much I make. And I was actually taken back when she originally asked, but I willingly shared it, you know, with her. So you're asking, like, how do you determine who you're open and honest with? And so in that span of meeting her a couple of different times, and then even in that, we ended up being there at that particular cafe about 3 or 4 hours, you know, realizing that she came from a somewhat similar background where didn't come from means and like kind of a first generation, like professional working or making a substantial amount of money, and just like how that's a different mindset. So we had all that discussion before it even happened about my salary. And even though I was taken aback, I was like, oh, so this is what it's like, you know? And I was like, good for her for asking directly. We can have a tendency to sit in silence and shame. There's a disconnect in between like how much money people of color make and like white Caucasian men or women. There's disparities in that. But if we're not talking to each other and we don't know, how do we overcome it? Yeah, how can we fix it? So, yeah, even though I was taken aback for a second, I even told her that or whatever, I happily shared it. And she was asking like how it felt once I made, you know, started making 6 figures, and just how I handled things. And it was a refreshing conversation to have, but it was my first time having a direct conversation like that.
So. Everything about why we don't share our income in a corporate environment is frowned upon, unlike the government employees, where you can probably find their stuff on the website somewhere, which is really nice for nosy people like me. But I do remember in corporate America, while it wasn't specifically prohibited, but it definitely wasn't something I spoke with my friends or coworkers about openly. Let me share a thought from Jim Wang of Wallet Hacks. In the corporate world, employers have an obligation to pay you as little as they deem necessary to keep you happy. It's not personal, it's business. This means the person next to you doing the same job makes a different salary for that same job. If you two were to talk, one of you would be unhappy and demand a raise. That would be bad for your boss. The more employees know, the more employers have to pay. They need you to remain in the dark. So while no one is suggesting you post your income on a bulletin board in the break room or roll up to every random person in your department and ask for those digits, salary figures that is, talking with your accountability group or your money mentor about salary might, number one, open your eyes to opportunities, and two, help trusted advisors hold you accountable. So ladies, if you're looking for an accountability group to join, head over to debtfreedivas.org/transform. Thanks for tuning in. Team Debt Free, you have a great money week. Welcome to the Midday Money Show Minute. I'm Tony Husbands, a financial coach with the Debt-Free Divas, and this is a quick shot of uncommon financial good sense. We're still focusing this week on how money taboos can keep you from prospering. The second money taboo that could be keeping you in the poorhouse is, drumroll please, not talking about your plan. To talk about your plan, you need to have one, right? That plan can be as simple as this month's budget or as complex as counting down to financial freedom. Regardless of your family dynamic, if you're single, you're married, kiddos, or what stage in life you are, staying mum on your financial plan helps no one. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." I get it. If you don't have a plan or don't feel good about what the future holds, then money is a topic to avoid. Think about as a child how your parents reacted when things you asked for came up. Did they say, no, we can't afford it? Did they get stressed when the topic of money came up? Were there constant fights? Or were you dealing with one financial fire after another? We bring all that into adulthood. And so the lesson caught was the money talk is off limit, one to be avoided at all costs. When everyone knows the plan, we know where our limits are. We know what we're spending money on. We don't have to tense up and shut it down when the money talk comes up. This is our plan, and either request X, Y, or Z fits in the plan, needs to wait, or it just doesn't. So ladies, if you're looking for some good folks to talk through your plan with, head over to debtfreedivas.org/transform. Thanks for tuning in, Team Debt Free. Have a great money week. Welcome to the Midday Money Show Minute. I'm Tony Husbands, a financial coach with the Debt Free Divas, and this is a quick shot of uncommon financial good sense. So let's talk about another money taboo that may be keeping you from prospering. The third money taboo that could be keeping you in the poorhouse is, drumroll please, not talking about debt. You knew I would get here. We like to share pictures of that brand new car all up and down Facebook. I've seen a couple this week. We pop up pictures of vacations, and I'm guilty of that as well. Theater outings, new hairdos, new outfit, no smile for the camera. But what we don't think about are the credit card bills waiting for us in the mailbox. Nobody shares on Facebook something like this. God just blessed me with a new Lexus truck that I'm leasing with $500 payments for the next 36 months after I put down $3,000. And when this lease is up, I'm going to have to turn it in or finance another $30,000 for 5 more years. So altogether, this thing's going to cost me $500,000. So of course, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, and I'm picking on leasing to be fair because I hate leasing. I think it is the most expensive way to purchase cars. But let's focus on the taboo. We ooh and ah over purchases and only focus on the payments. Only counting payments is what's keeping us from prospering, for sure. When we're spread so thin and barely keeping up with payments, we water down the power of our most effective wealth building tool. And actually, at this point, your most effective debt fighting tool, our income. So the next time you're tempted to get excited about a new purchase or a vacation photo or a marketing campaign, or any other material thing, ask yourself, how much will it cost now and with years of interest heaped on top of that total, not just the payment, the total bill plus interest if you're financing it. And if you're carrying debt on credit cards or car loans or student loans or anything, this is your homework. Number one, you're going to pull your credit report. You can get a free copy of one at annualcreditreport.com. Get this 3 times a year. Number two, write down a list of all the debt that you owe, starting with the smallest balance to the largest. Get that on paper. Know what you owe. I think not talking about debt keeps us from having to focus on it. And we think if we don't have to focus on it, we don't have to do anything and it's going to just go away. It's not. Focus on it. Get it down on paper. Know what you owe. Number three, figure out what your budget is this month so you know how much extra you have to pay aggressively on that smallest bill on your list. We're attacking the smallest one on the list, and then once that is down to zero, we'll go to the next one. This, friends, is what's called the debt snowball. You've heard me talk about it before. More than likely, you're going to hear me talk about it again. Got it? Good. And while you're at it, head over to debtfreedivas.org/transform and get connected with an accountability group. You can talk all about debt with supportive sisters. Thanks for tuning in, Team Debt Free. Have a great money week.